Thousands of Aussies trust Aussie Broadband to keep them connected to the world, even when they're on the go. Because as well as reliable home internet, Aussie Broadband also offers flexible mobile plans with super generous data allowances and no lock-in contracts. Their 100% Australian-based support team are ready to help you make the switch. It only takes a few minutes. Aussie Broadband, the actual Aussie way. Search Aussie Broadband Mobile to find out more. T's and C's apply. Hey guys, Dill here. Some things in life just do not make sense. Like 200 Plus coming back for a third season. I genuinely cannot believe this show got greenlit. Look, they're good guys all together, but as a podcast, this one is hard to listen to. It's like a cockroach. You just cannot kill it. Nick Butler, Sam Draper are back this year. Charlie Chom Combin, my favourite, has got the call up to the ones. And Max Lynch is a regular as well, just to make things a little weirder. If I'm being completely honest, sometimes this show is pretty funny. And don't be fooled, it's not just for the big boys and girls. Anyone who loves community footy culture will get something out of this pod. Give it a listen, or don't. Yeah, so back to the minis. Wolf.
Yep.
Gives a howl.
Oh, wow.
Wolf's sick.
What a howl.
It's disappointing.
That wolf's been in the wild, hasn't he? Das, give me a donk.
Donk. Oh,
that's and hey, guys, guess what? Welcome back, firstly. It's been a while since we've all been here together on the minis. The minis are growing in popularity, which is great. So all you out there listening, we love you. We thank you. Biggest compliment I can ever get on the show is people say they love the minis. You know I love the people when people love the minis.
What do they love about the minis?
I don't know what they love about them, but it just means the world.
Yeah, that's nice.
It is nice. Sam, Darcy, Wolf, Donk. We have a new member joining the Wolfpack today.
The Wolfpack? Am I the leader?
You're the leader. You're the runt.
It's not a leader.
Please welcome. Please welcome to the Dylan Friends Minis, to the Producey team. Young, Scottrin, Walton.
Thanks, guys.
Don't scoot yourself.
I have to scoot myself.
How are you, Scotty? Tell us. Welcome, firstly. Scott's our new video producer.
Brand new.
He's been working with us for ages. Great guy. We love him. Now he's a part of the team, so it's exciting to be here. Welcome to you, my friend.
Thank you. That's the most compliments I've had all week, which ever.
It's good to have you here. We love having you here. Obviously, where do we meet, Scoot?
Where did we meet you? I think I might have invited you.
I think you messaged me on LinkedIn.
I did message him on LinkedIn.
Oh, my God. The funniest fucking thing to bring up that I've been wanting to bring up for so long.
Me?
And Sam's going to hate this.
Well,
when you first came in that day, actually, remember you came in just to like show us and teach us a bit? We'll get into what you do.
Oh, this is going to surprise you. No,
when you came in that time and you were like came in for the day just to like watch a few podcasts and stuff, this is ages ago. We're infiltrating you into like, let's get this guy in, see if he wants to come, and all these bits and pieces. Anyway, Scoot was in there, and it was me, Darcy. I think Darcy's forgotten this because it was so awkward. It's like one of those things you burn out of your brain.
Yeah, I actually have no idea what you're talking about.
But Sam turned over to Scoot and was like, yeah, Chris will get it. And everyone's like, what? And he's like, Chris. I'm like, that's Scott. He just completely called him the wrong name. And then Sam's like, oh, yeah, no, I know.
No.
Like, that's not what you want in a Wolfpack member, is it?
No. I feel like twice a day I got called the wrong thing.
Did you really?
I think somebody also called me Sam on that day. It was bad.
Do you remember that, though, what he did to you that day?
Yeah, it was embarrassing.
Yeah, and everyone knew him except you.
I invited him in for the first time.
And you called him Adam or Chris or something like that.
I called him Chris. I know someone called Chris Walton.
Oh, no, now I definitely know what you're talking about.
And it was a different story.
I think you messaged me later to apologise.
Yeah, good.
I did because I'm a nice guy.
Yeah.
That is not what happened,
and
actually.
And Sam tried to play it off. I was going, nah, man, that shit happens all the time.
Sam wouldn't do that.
False facts, and then he talks over you. I did call him the wrong name, but it was when I was saying goodbye to you, and I said, bye,
that's
Chris.
Right. I think I was too nice to say anything. I think Scott, I just was like, all right, bye.
Scott knows the story. Scott knows the story, because Scott said, yeah, it's Scott.
Yeah, that was great. I didn't enjoy that, but I loved it. Now, looking back, it's funny.
No, it's funny.
Because we're friends now, and we know you're Scoot.
No, we have lots of fun.
Hey, mate, just tell us a little bit about yourself, who you are, what you do, what were you doing prior to joining us here?
Yeah, well, I'm Scott, obviously, so you've met me.
Or not Scooter. Chris.
Not Chris or Sam or Steve or whatever Sam wants to call me this week. No, I used to be at the front bar. That's where I came from. That was a lot of fun. TV.
You were the front bar.
With
in
Mick.
The, you were
me, Big Mickey, and the boys.
Mick and Sam.
Yeah, we're all drinking beers.
Yeah.
No, that was good.
What was your role there?
social media producer. So yeah. I think I've been doing social media for ages now. It all started because I was at like Croc Media and I was an assistant producer. I was at Croc Media and I was like, man, I need to do something to like get a new job. Like where I'm going is heading nowhere. And I just asked my mate to let me do the social media and then I smashed that out and then now I'm here.
Yeah. And you were at the footy show as well? You're doing
Yeah, footy show. So yeah, now I look real old. But yeah, yeah, footy show, that was a lot of fun. But I think I am done with TV.
And that's a lot of hours. What's the, obviously we know what you're responsible for here and what you're going to be doing, adding a lot to the team already that we don't. What we like to do is think of us as a footy team, okay? What do? You get role players in here that we're all playing roles. He's, as we know, we're telling the audience, he's one of the best in the business when it comes to social media. He's in touch with the young
TikTokers
and the Instagrams, and he's genuinely incredible at what he does. So we're really excited to add it to the team. And also you're producing and you're running the Tradies podcast.
Yeah, yeah, that's exciting.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying that.
Talk us through that project as well, just for anyone who hasn't listened to
that
yet.
Well, can I first say a thing about TikTok?
Please say that.
It's good to know that I've taught a lot of people because I think I mentioned to Sam what TikTok was and he asked if it was a biscuit.
Yeah.
I think that's a biscuit. It's actually in the tradies.
What happened? Scott said, oh, I'm going to put this on TikTok. And I said, what are you talking about, Chris?
Yeah. Bring me back a peg. No, Tradies is exciting. That's a lot of fun. I think we're up to episode 3 or 4 now and we are it's humming. We got Sam McClure and Mitch Cleary, two of the best in the business, and I think we're doing something quite new there. Saying, you know, really we're doing a trade podcast all year round but we're actually giving people something. We're not just giving you the standard footy answers, which is on the fence and not telling anybody anything. Like we're literally giving you week by week what's happening in the trade world.
Yeah, we had a cool chat about this morning in our WIP just as a group, and we'll talk about how much we are excited for that show. It's something that is a little bit different to what we do here. Like a lot of the stuff goes without saying, and I'm sure people would realise is a little bit more off the cuff and a bit more escapism wise, but the Tradies pod that you're running, man, it's unreal, and we're so excited for it because for me that's actually the content. I don't watch a lot of footy and I know a lot of people may be the same as me, but I love that trade stuff. I love hearing the behind the scenes, and this is stuff that like even as a player I didn't know what was going on. Like, you know, we were speaking this morning about like clubs complaining to Mitch and Sam about how they've leaked news or, you know, how the players and coaches even use media to get on their side and all this shit that like just is second nature to people in the media, but no one else knows about it. So it's really cool. It's trade, it's footy, it's behind the scenes content, and yeah, you're doing a great job.
Hey, you are doing a great job.
Hey, thanks, Jesse.
And we love having you around. Can we talk about Scott's first week and when he... Remember the big thunderstorm that we had?
That was a night.
So, for a bit of context, I'm in the office and I hear some footsteps coming up the stairs, and it's Big Scooter, just drenched head to toe. It looked like he just come out of like at the bath.
Like that's not even. He's not even he's not putting mayo on it. I actually looked like my pants were like stuck to my legs.
Yeah.
I was walking because I took the tram. I'm like, oh, I'm going to the footy today. I might just walk into work today. Get off the train. A little bit of rain starts kind of touching down. I'm like, oh, that's all right. A little bit of rain. It's not that bad.
Sky went black.
And then I was like, oh, okay, it's a bit heavy. And then I jump on the train. It's like the wettest day of Melbourne of all time. And I had to walk the entire street of Burnley Street. There's no shelter. And I come upstairs and I was drenched. I was actually looked like I had had a dip in the Yarra.
So Scoot rolls in just dripping wet. And we have some spare clothes out the back.
I often leave a lot of my wardrobe at the office. Yeah.
So I said, Scoot, you're not going to sit here all day just dripping wet. I was like, mate, go get changed. So he rolls out in one of Dill's jumpers. And then he's hanging his clothes up to dry for the whole day because he's going to the footy that night to watch the Cats.
Yeah.
And then the weather sort of changed and it was actually quite a nice day and it got a bit warm outside.
It did.
You were like, nah, I've got to put the Cats jumper on. We're like, Scott, you're going to be cooking in that, mate.
It was like 45 degrees outside.
It was a light jacket. The jacket didn't do enough to even like save me from getting wet. So I thought, all right. But then I did heed your advice.
You were doing a little compression session in that jumper.
You walked out with beads of sweat just dripping down. Just too proud.
I did not.
First week. We'll let it pass. The other one as well that day was, you're a big Cats man, obviously. You love the Cats.
Love the Cats.
You love
the Footy Cats.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure we'll go into throughout the minutes as well, because you're going to be a stalwart of the shows now. I hope you don't mind.
No, that's fine.
I wasn't a part of the description, but it's
I only found out I was on 5 minutes ago.
Yeah,
so.
That's how these things work.
There's no additional payment.
We don't make any
money. Okay, well, see you later.
Anyway, moving on. So, yeah, we're pumped to have you, mate, and we're very excited to see what we can do together.
I'm keen.
That's all I was going with that.
Whether it's for work or play, we rely on home internet so much these days. Being connected and staying connected has never been more important. So if you want reliable internet brought to you at speed, switch to Aussie Broadband. It only takes a few minutes to sign up, and their 100% Australian-based support team are ready to help. Aussie Broadband, the actual Aussie way. Find out more at aussiebroadband.com.au. T's and C's apply.
Hey, speaking of office antics later, I thought we'd bring up one more, which I'm a little bit flat about, because this week it's about me. Around here, we work in Richmond, so the parking's always... Maybe it's better coming from you, this story, because the parking's always a bit of a challenge, and I like to tell people a certain motto that I've stuck by my whole life. And to this day, I still stick by, but I've had to change it a little bit, that parking is a mindset.
That's all I've heard.
You say that about my asthma and glasses.
Yeah, I do. It's a your glasses are a mindset. If you think you need glasses, you need them, okay? That's not true. But parking is a mindset. Like, if you go somewhere and you think you're not going to get a park or you're going to get a ticket, you will get a mark. You will get a park and you'll get a ticket. So that's what I've been telling everyone always, and it's worked very well for me in the past.
So you've got a ticket.
I didn't get a ticket. I didn't get a ticket, unfortunately. I got towed. I got towed. Burnley Street. I don't know why I was this arrogant in my mind to think that this thing was like it. You know, it's parking is a mindset, but towing isn't a mindset. Towing is a clearway.
So what time did the clearway start?
The clearway started at 4.
Okay. And what time did you check
Six.
Your car?
6. Okay. Yeah. So I got towed. I just thought maybe for 2 hours it would have been fine. Went out there to go find the new BT50. And it was gone. For anyone out there who has never been towed before, I had no idea what to do.
So what happened?
Your car's just gone. How are you meant to know where to find it?
What do you actually do?
Well, this is the point. You go online. There's a website that you go on. And Zach in the office, thank God he was here. He knew what to do. And we found it. It was saying like it was getting registered. So I had to go get an Uber all the way out to Collingwood, get my car from the towing, and then go home. But it was pretty random.
It was so good.
Yeah. Because it made your days.
All you talk about is, like parking mindset. I always get a spot at the front. Like, I'm untouchable.
It's also that you left in such a huff, I remember. Like, you're leaving. You made a big deal. I'm off. I'm going back. And then 10 minutes later, you had to, what was your thought process? You're like, I'm going to have to confront these people.
Well, I was just like, fuck. And I had my dog with me as well, mind you. So I couldn't really get an Uber home or anything. But yeah, that's what happened. And my poor bloody tofu princess had to come get me.
What did Justine think about that?
Oh, she wasn't wrapped. Yeah. She wasn't right.
That's not a great phone call, is it?
Speaking of the tofu, things are heating up at home, boys and ladies and gentlemen. I reckon the next 2 weeks, it's go time. So this, I don't know, I'm going to have 2 weeks off. We know that. But I'll be in and around the studio. But, yeah, I think the minis will have to go on a pause over the next couple of weeks. But this could be second last. That's okay. I think we'll just pause. I think they'll be finishing up for a little bit, just for a couple of weeks. But still some plenty of things to come. And also, while we're on the topic of the minis and the content, and, you know, Scoot and Darce and Sam, we had such a great feedback. Really, really appreciate everyone listening and tuning into all the episodes, but especially the Footy Friends episodes. We got some incredible feedback from that, and we heard you loud and clear. And I would not be surprised by the second half of the year if we're going to try and do those weekly. We're planning a few things. Obviously, at the moment, it's not the right time, just with things happening, being the start of the season, going on a bit of time off. But the shows will continue. We've worked hard to line some shows up on the break, but don't be surprised to see Footy Friends featuring as its own standalone throughout the feed later in the year once we come back.
Can I do an on-air idea for Footy Friends?
Sure.
It's not really that big of a deal. Yeah. Big of an idea. I reckon we get some current players on as well.
Yeah.
I reckon that would really jazz things
players.
Up.
Oh, maybe Luke Davies Uniacke again.
Wow.
Let's get Sheezer on again.
I'll start breathing heavily again.
Jai Simkin.
Yes, well, yeah, he hasn't been on the show.
What about...
who else?
What about...
Maybe we could get dinner after. We could add each other on Instagram.
What about
Do you not know any other players from North? Nick Larky.
Yes, Footy Friends is coming, which is really exciting. Hey, Moorgreen's Golf Day. Spoken about a little bit. Overwhelmed. Incredible day. We got absolutely blessed with the weather. It's easy to come on here and say it was a good day, but I had a really good day. Everyone rocked up. Everyone was in an awesome mood. Great weather, as you said. Incredible partners that gave away so many awesome prizes. I cannot be more grateful and thankful for everyone. Green Spaces, the course that had us, all the sponsors, as we said. Steph from our team, who just did an absolutely incredible job. Darcy and Scoot doing all the content. Sam came and did a DJ set.
What was your DJ name that you were telling me about?
DJ Wolf.
My DJ name?
Wolf again.
No, I can't
said
remember.
Said everyone. Oh, yeah. Wolf again.
Wolf again. No, I think I used everyone, that as a game.
Everyone, that, that's again,
yeah, yeah, everyone used to call me DJ Bonds.
Oh, that's
which
yeah,
is for Bonzo, my last
that's
name.
Sick.
It's not that big of a story. But I think I'm going to change it to S-Bone, which is S-Bonzo. S-Bone.
I don't mind S-Bone.
Anyway, let's cut that
Wolf
part
Again's
out.
Good.
Yeah,
I like that.
Wolf Again's better. Wolf Again's better. So, yeah, the golf day was absolutely incredible. We're going to plan on doing way more of these, but honestly couldn't be more thankful. It was an unbelievable day. We've got a vlog coming, some all this stuff coming
soon.
Yeah,
it's very done.
Yeah. So. And also, anyone out there that was at the day or would know anything about More Greens, we've partnered up with Future Golf on a series that we're releasing soon of some vlogs that we've done. So we've shot vlogs with Ryan Pappenhausen and Jonah Pezzett and Jack Nunes from Carlton, the other two boys from Storm. We've got one coming with Jeremy Cameron, Brad Close, Kieran Nolan from Teed Up Golf Podcast, the other boys from Geelong, obviously. And then we had a game at Freeway recently with Hayden Barron, which you would have heard last week. So we've got three episodes of More Greens coming out on YouTube really soon, which will be in the next sort of few weeks.
And that'll be very much a kick the feet up on the couch, get YouTube on the telly.
Yep.
These are going to be long form, good content.
Yeah, we hope they're good.
Well, similarly good, actually.
Yeah, they'll be similar to good. They're going to be awesome. We're really excited about this. We're going to get a lot of sports people, but also other people out of the in the community just love golf, seeing him play golf really on the screen, which is cool. Lastly on that, Future Golf, can't mention or stress this one enough, there'll be an email that goes out on the More Greens list, but anyone out there looking to sign up for Future Golf, there is a special More Greens code running now still at the moment, More Greens for 40% off a membership, which is hectic. Like, these are unbelievable courses to get your handicap, your GA handicap. He also comes with a lot of free rounds all over Australia at, you know, private and public golf courses, and it's a great way to get into golf, as we said, so you can play Stableford with your friends and enter comps on the weekends, all those bits and pieces. It's really, really cool. So make sure you sign up at more at futuregolf.com.au and use the code MOREGREENS for 40% off, which is very cool.
Give us a recommendation to take us out. Friends Club recommendations.
Friends Club recommendations. We've got to get another EDM out soon too, actually. People love the EDMs. They're coming. There'll be one coming soon.
On the 1st of April. 1st
of April.
In your inbox.
Yeah. April Fools.
No.
Sorry.
Welcome to the Friends Club.
Scoot, what are you watching, listening to, or doing?
Besides More Greens?
Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't been watching a lot.
Really?
I'm actually in a weird state of flux at the moment.
Give us something like, give us maybe your top three favourites or something like that.
You know what? I was walking down the street the other day on my last day of work at the front bar, and somebody was doing a little gym sesh, and they were playing my favourite song, and it's not necessarily what you think it is, but Somewhere, that was a good song.
A good Shutterbug.
I mean, yeah, that was a good song. No, Somewhere Only We Know by Keane.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Class
Kevin. Have a go. I don't know if that's it. Is that? Oh, no, there it is. Yeah.
There's a melody in there somewhere.
That's my favorite thing. That was good. My second favorite thing was also music related, was Sam gave me a call and he purposely strummed his guitar as
Wolf
I picked
again.
Up the phone.
He does that, Wolf again.
And he's like, oh, I'm so sorry.
Wolf
again, did you
DJ
catch
name?
Me?
And Wolf Stevens is his guitar name.
Wolf Stevens is
that's
good.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, like Cat Stevens, but Wolf Stevens.
Yeah, but it doesn't sound like it's connected. Yeah. Like, it's a standalone
Wolf
good
again
name.
And Wolf, yeah. Wolf Stevens.
Wolf again straight away, like a copy of Fred again. Wolf Stevens sounds like a real thing.
It's always.
It is. And no series?
No series at the moment. I'm all tapped out at the moment. It takes me a while.
Well, I'll jump in there unless you boys have something. But last week we spoke about the series that I've been watching, the survival series.
At Last.
I've had a lot of recommendations from the community to jump to check out Alone. So have you checked that out yet?
I haven't, but
yeah.
I've heard it's
Same.
Quite good.
Yeah, so it's a similar concept, but apparently it's even better.
Yeah, well, the name suggests they're all by themselves.
I would, that's what I would
teams.
Assume as well by the title. But you never know. You'd never assume.
Maybe we could watch it together.
That'd be awesome. Yeah. So I'm going to watch that one tonight alone. I think it's on Netflix as well. Let me just quickly check that for you. But I'm really keen to do that. It's actually on SBS On Demand, which, to be honest, is one of the most underrated platforms. So I'm going to go on that tonight and check it out. Anything else?
I watched the Murdo.
Well, you liked
recently.
That one, didn't you?
I did like that one that I gave you, didn't you?
Yeah, he doesn't say when he likes it, but he must have really liked it.
You got me.
No, I'm just really, I'm circling back because you said you liked it. It was really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not obviously what happened, but.
Obviously not.
Obviously. But I was just saying.
It's a crime doco, and it's on Netflix. It's very good. It's only three. I liked what you said last time. You said the three-part series is a good knockout.
They're called limited series.
Yeah, I reckon there's going to be more coming, obviously.
I like there's another one that we have spoken about many a times, but it's called Evil Genius, which is quite similar. It's a three-parter.
Is it really?
Because you can sort of knock them out in like a night.
What's that on?
That's on Netflix as well. Okay. Evil Genius. Really good.
Is it a similar kind of like surprise crime?
It's pretty... It's up there with similar to that.
Okay.
It's really good if you haven't seen it.
I'll watch that this week.
Not the crime, obviously, the doco.
I think it goes on to say that you're not happy about the murders.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to let you know, just to clarify.
Yeah, real good murders in that one.
Oh, wow.
No, I'm being sarcastic.
Das, you done?
I don't have any recommendations, but we did miss something that I would like to talk about.
It's
our guy Lenny Hayes.
Oh, my God. How could I forget?
Lenny Andrew.
Yeah, just quickly, Lenny. How good was Lenny? Did you listen to it yet?
Not yet. It's on my list of things.
You guys did a little road trip down to St Kilda, down to Moorabbin.
We're doing another road trip too, which we should probably talk about.
Yeah.
But we did a road trip to St Kilda. That was awesome. Out to Moorabbin, out to the bloody heritage of the St Kilda Footy Club. It was awesome to get out there. Felt so cool, we've been there a few times now, weirdly. It's cool just walking around another club.
Yeah, it is cool.
We're just walking inside. We saw Matthias Philippou. We saw a few other guys, but yeah, it was cool.
Ross was floating around.
Did you see him?
Yeah, he was walking upstairs.
I didn't see Ross.
Yeah, I was a bit intimidated.
No, I didn't see Ross. Really? That would have been cool. I didn't see Ross.
Footy clubs are cool. They are cool places.
Look, it was, I sort of, the first time we went and we did the other one with Jared Ruffhead and whatnot, we were like, I felt like I was intruding on a club, and now it's like, yeah, we're back, slapping it up with the boys.
Yeah.
We're at the Saints.
You didn't want me to say this, but you just walked straight into the AFL team's bathrooms.
I did.
Yeah.
I did.
You didn't even ask. I was just like,
I need to go to the club now. So went to the toilet with the boys. But yeah, that was really cool. Awesome experience. Lenny Hayes, just a great guy.
It was very funny off the top.
It was funny. He was a funny guy, but how good at the end, I don't know if anyone could pick it up, how giddy I was. At the end, he called me DB43.
Yeah.
Which is obviously Dylan Buckley, your number.
43, the Giants. But then he was taking the piss out of me at one stage as well. But besides that, it was good.
Did you ever play against Lenny?
I don't think so.
You would have been around the same mark when he was kind of finishing up.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure.
I found it so funny that he sort of just stood you up the first time when he didn't stand you up, but he just didn't want to come on your podcast.
He actually never stood me up. He just didn't say yes.
Yeah.
He just said, oh, I'll have a think about it. And I was like, all right. And then just... It took that as like a no.
And what would that have been, like episode three or four?
Yeah.
I wouldn't take it personally. He's not jumping out in media
capacities. No, he wasn't.
Capacities.
And like, it was just funny that, yeah, he said no back then, but he's just such a beautiful, nice guy. And on a serious note, not to compare myself to Lenny Hayes at all, but I loved what he said about, this is really not comparing myself to Lenny Hayes, but just a little bit that I, in all seriousness, really empathised with was when he was talking about the... I love Lenny part. And you know how like I always talk about on the show, if someone, and no one loves me like they love Lenny, please let me be clear on that. But when someone messages me like, I love the show, it really helped me, I sometimes get those feelings too because I'm like, I'm a fucking idiot, man. Like don't think that I know what I'm talking about because I actually have no idea. If you listen to the show, you'll understand. But I just got a little bit out of that. I was like, fuck, like it's good that he felt like that too. It was almost like a form of imposter syndrome. But again, just want to be clear, I'm not comparing myself to Lenny Hayes. Lastly, just on our road trip, we are going, Das, on Thursday night. So when you're listening to this, we're going up to a special town. We won't say where, but we're doing a 2.5 hour drive.
Carpool, baby.
And just, did anyone else want to go instead of me?
I got a dinner.
Oh, you got that dinner on?
Yeah, I think
so. Das and I are going 2.5 hours in a car to a country town to give $5,000 cash thanks to CoinSpot, do a training session, have fun with that team, vlog it. It's going to be awesome. We're really looking forward to it. In all seriousness, this is a part of what we do that makes it really special to go to a town that's been affected by floods or, you know, natural disasters, anything like that, to get up there and help out. So we're really excited for that as much as we do joke around. We're going to be driving up somewhere, which we won't, we'll keep in our back pocket for now, but that will be released probably next week.
Mm. You worried about any... the conversation dying out over 2.5 hours or?
Oh, God.
Yeah. Dill makes a lot of phone calls in the car, so I don't think you need to worry.
Yeah, I got a lot of, I'm always working.
I might have a little nap.
You can have a nap.
I reckon there'll be a lot of Darcy talking and realise Dill's tuned out halfway.
Anyway, thank you all so much for listening. We appreciate it. We love you.
And when we're back, maybe...
give us a howl to go out.
Maybe Dill's going to have a little...
Yeah, that's
maybe. Good. Well, we've still got a couple of weeks, but it was just in case. Mm, okay. Give us a howl.
Saying ill with that
wolf sound smell now, right?
He sounds sick. We're working him too hard.